Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the delightful one. Three times. Once is not enough when you experience the majesty and beauty and awesome wonder. Once is not enough. Holy, holy, and the wowness of an amazing moment goes on. That piece of music that you adore and heard in the concert 3 days ago, still echoing round your head. Holy echoes. And Granny, looking after Granddad, breakfast in bed, washing, cleaning up because he's incapable with dementia. That holiness of Granny, strong, persevering, beyond admirable, God's holiness in action. The nature of God's holiness is that it breaks through. Holy moments are so often surrounded by not knowing. The puzzlement of, is that really it? True holiness is often not obvious. If it's obvious, it may not be holy. And so we need the wisdom and patience to glimpse. But once seen, we can be scarred by the knowledge of how profoundly precious, how deeply wonderful is this world with God's holiness at work. Holy, holy is God, and is David, Katie, Jackie, Anne, and all those about to be ordained. They're not perfect, but they are signals of grace, signposts that here is the way, follow it. Follow, and you will find. So, as well as the wowness of holiness, there is another aspect. Holy is to be set apart. That's what we're doing today. David and Katie and Jackie and the others are being set apart, not set up on a pedestal, but they are being set apart so that we can continue to pursue that life of holiness. They are sufficiently faith-filled that we will be replenished by their ministry. And then there's going to be more left over so that others are going to be drawn into the dance of faith. The best example of practical holiness now, common enough, is food banks. I trust you eat regularly and well. And as you do so, you can set apart some food so that others can, in being fed, be drawn into a life of gratitude and generosity. And that's what we heard in the gospel reading. 10 lepers see Jesus, and he says to them, go to the place of holiness. And in going, they're healed, but one turns back to complete the circle, to say the simple but profound thank you. That is holiness in action. These people are holiness in action, signposts that will draw us into generosity and gratitude. So how do you react to examples of remarkable kindness, resilient courage in adversity? It deserves a little bit more than very nice thank you. So what about joining in? What about carrying the tune so that others can learn the song? I'm not asking you to believe. I am asking you to behave, to work at shaping your lives so that talent is found and grown and shared. Because holiness is not just about God, nor just about these 14, but about us. And the sound of holiness goes like this.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord.
And if you know it, join in.
Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Who was and is and is to come. So holy, generous-hearted, Jesus-shaped living is infectious. And you can make up today and tomorrow your words that fit that song. Beauty. Beauty is the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Make it a prayer. Courage from the Lord. Chocolate. No, too many syllables, not chocolate, but practically anything else. And so as a prayer for Mark and Teresa and Gary and Lorraine and all the others, and as a sign that you too are invited into the dance of holiness.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy,
O Lord, take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.